Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, each week we hear about closings, those shows to look back on, fall openings to look forward to, and occasional extensions. Rarely do we hear about shows returning just months after closing. Well, the Tony Award-winning revival of Take Me Out will return to Broadway October 27th at the Schoenfield Theater. Written by Richard Greenberg, Take Me Out opened in spring of 2022 to positive reviews, including mine, and it went on to win Best Revival of a Play and Best Featured Actor in a Play for Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Well, he will be in this one again, as will Tony Award nominee Jesse Williams. This decision has puzzled some, but maybe the second stage company knows something we don't. Well, with a small cast, often in the showers with no clothes on, well, at least the costume budget is low. As for the current status of Broadway, the numbers remain pretty consistent. This past week, 23 productions played on with 213,000 tickets sold, total gross of $27 million. The average ticket price was $129. As usual, the top five shows were The Music Man, Hamilton, The Lion King, Into the Woods, and MJ, the musical. Bottom five were The Kite Runner, Chicago, Come From Away, Funny Girl, and A Strange Loop. I will detour here to discuss one of those top grossers, that being Into the Woods. Well, this is the Encores production, as you know, that keeps extending. Not a ticket to be had, even while the cast keeps changing. So I went Into the Woods this past week and saw a dazzling group of actors. Sarah Bareilles, Brian D'Arcy James, Patina Miller, Philippa Sue, Gavin Creel, Joshua Henry, Julia Lester, and more. What makes this encore style? Well, it's the small orchestra on stage behind the performers. And the set, I don't even recall if there is one, is minimal. All that matters here is Sondheim's incredibly moving songs and the fact that every actor gets every ounce of humor and pathos out of their roles. Am I going overboard? Well, probably, but I have not been in such an excited, buzzy, and clearly moved audience in a long time. Right now, it is up at the St. James through early October, but let's remember, Encore said that about its return of Chicago. Into the Woods may be a tough ticket to grab now, but it's a good time to grab one for most of the other shows, especially those soon to close, including Mr. Saturday Night, Come From Away, and Dear Evan Hansen. I was happy to see the extremely long lines at the tickets booth, TIX booth, when I went to Broadway last week. Almost every show except the top tier were up there and reduced, including, as I mentioned, in the lowest five category, the Tony winner, A Strange Loop. Well, I've been keeping a close eye on that one, wondering if it will even make it to the holidays. Meanwhile, around the country, things are hopping. A new production in Los Angeles at the Skylight Theater is grabbing quite a bit of attention. The Lavender Men, written and starring Roger Q. Mason, dares to cast a lens on Abe Lincoln's possible queerness. Well, that one is up through September 4th and is now available to watch virtually. So again, that's the Skylight Theater in Los Angeles. That company, by the way, only does new work, as does the second stage in its now reopened Upper West Side space. The latest there is called Patience, written by Johnny Lloyd. It focuses on a black solitaire player. This idea of supporting emerging playwrights is what the OHI and Eugene O'Neill Playwrights Conferences are devoted to. As you know, I was just in OHI for theirs. These writers are almost always accompanied by dramaturgs. Now, what exactly does a dramaturg do? I'm often asked that question. So I put the question to one Dylan Southard, who worked on The Lavender Men at Skylight, among many other shows. I asked him to define dramaturgy. Here are his words. There's development dramaturgy, when the dramaturg is basically acting like an editor would with a novelist. offering a fresh and fairly objective perspective while focusing on the more technical aspects of storytelling, structure and causality, and how that helps communicate the unique ideas the writer has. Since Lavender Men is a new play, this is mainly the kind of work I was doing. And then, he continues, there is production dramaturgy. This mainly happens in rehearsal and is much more about providing a certain context to a production. This is when a dramaturg might provide historical research to help provide a context through the events happening at the same time as the action of the play, or events happening at the same time as the writing of the play. Well, those are good and helpful thoughts. Thank you, Dylan. I have often written about an actor named Dakin Matthews, a great actor, but just as important, he's considered the most respected Shakespearean dramaturg. Denzel Washington, Ethan Hawke, and others have employed him when they take on the Bard. As for things on the horizon, much to anticipate, at least 4 productions from London, including Tom Stoppard's autobiographical one, David Hare's newest, starring Ralph Fiennes, an all-black, highly acclaimed version of Death of a Salesman, and one about the artists, Andy Warhol and Basquiat. It's called Warhol. No, it's actually called The Collaboration, but it's about Warhol and Basquiat. Back on our shores, late September, tickets will go on sale for the New York Theater's just-announced revival of Sondheim's Merrily We Go Along. The lure here, once again, is the cast. Jonathan Groff, Lindsay Mendez, and Daniel Radcliffe. That's a standing room only trio and one of Sondheim's somewhat forgotten or misunderstood treasures. But back to where I began, all cultural entities, especially Broadway, which has the most to lose, are still on shaky ground. The New York Times reported that during the 21-22 season, which started slow and late as the industry gradually reopened, there were 6,860 performances seen by 6.7 million people, grossing $845 million. Well, by contrast, during the 2018-2019 season, the last full one before the pandemic, there were 13,000 performances seen by 14 million people, grossing $1.8 billion. So you can essentially double or divide in half all those stunning numbers. Its analysis concluded with, quote, there are fewer tourists, fewer older people, and very few groups. And the other thing that can't be underestimated is that people are still working remotely, end quote. Meaning they have become most comfortable at their own desks and on their own couches. Well, I will be back next week to discuss a new off-Broadway show, and then a musical about Frederick Douglass, which I am going to Washington, D.C. to see. So, no sitting on couches for me.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.